For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Pastor Andrew Brunson has been released from a Turkish prison. He was detained after a failed military coup in 2016. Brunson has always maintained his innocence. President Trump.
This has nothing to do with anything. There was no deal made at all. There was no deal. But we're very happy to have him and have him in good shape. I hear he's in very good shape.
And global businesses are reassessing their relationships with Saudi Arabia after reports that journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Khashoggi's Apple Watch recorded his interrogation, torture, and murder inside the consulate. Once again, President Trump.
It is potentially a really, really terrible situation, so we'll see what happens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
People in the East Coast are working hard to clear away the debris from Hurricane Michael.
Just going to clean up the whole area since we're the only ones here.
The storm wreaked havoc in Florida, Alabama, the Carolinas, and Virginia. Here's Governor Ralph Northam.
Residents should still be aware of proposed threats such as downed power lines, floods, road closures.
East Point business owner Michael Melender says he's lucky to be alive.
We've been blessed over here. The rest of them, you know, there's a lot of them lost lives, I've heard.
Facebook says hackers accessed data from about 30 million accounts, part of the security breach that was disclosed a few weeks ago. Facebook Vice President of Product Management, Guy Rosen.
These hackers accessed two sets of information from them, their name and the contact details. That would have been things like phone numbers or emails, depending on what people had on their profiles.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you like Frank Sinatra, USA's Chris Barnes has a story just for you.
Variety Records releasing the long-rumored song Lush Life by Sinatra, which for unknown reasons he never completed, though he took a stab at it in the studio about 60 years ago.
And only last year, everything seemed...
Call it. Made at the famed Capitol Records studio in L.A., the recording of the Lush Life session will be included on the reissue of the 1958 album Frank Sinatra Sings for Only the Lonely, which is due for release next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An Air India flight scraped a brick wall as it took off on Friday, leaving gashes along the underbelly of the airliner's fuselage and forcing it to make an emergency landing. All 136 passengers and crew aboard the Boeing 737 landed safely at another airport and were put on another flight to Dubai. The aircraft had just took off when air traffic controllers warned the pilots they may have hit the wall. Photos showed huge holes in the perimeter wall where the landing gear had hit. The aircraft also apparently hit some of the landing lights in the runway. The extent of the damage to the aircraft wasn't immediately reported. Air India removed the pilots from duty pending the investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.